Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, my co-host Barbara will be here soon, and because it's Psychic Friday, Psychic Day, we have Psychic Dale Shear. Now, actually, I do have Barbara. Are you there, Barbara? Barbara, you there?
Yes. I was waiting for you to let me on the line.
Oh, my God. I didn't see
phone numbers.
I didn't see.
I have two phone numbers.
Okay.
I was waiting. I heard you. I heard you say hi to everybody. So I'm here now. Are we on air,
Johnny? Okay, my apologies, Barbara. We are on the
air.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Johnny forgot I have a 714 number.
Yes.
That I was calling from because I was at the beach. How are you guys? Aloha.
Oh, I hate you. You were at the beach.
Yeah. Beautiful day.
I was watching
the
beach on TV.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Is it called? Yeah. What's it called?
No, just, you know, island, you know, waves and stuff like that.
Now, Barbara,
crazy.
Your number appears twice in the queue, so I'm going to disconnect one of the numbers.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see here.
Okay, so everybody, I did a shout-out while I was on the beach to Facebook saying, get your questions ready. You have a little less than an hour to think of an important question for our psychic Dale Shear tonight. Every Friday, we have her on, and we're here live, so we'll have some new people calling in tonight.
Johnny, did Richard call in yet or not?
Yes, he did. Yes. He's there.
Okay, let him know. Acknowledge.
Sorry.
I know.
Richard, are you there?
Yes, are you?
All right. Glad everyone's here. Okay. Now,
aloha, Richard.
Aloha, Barbara.
Well, he just got back from the doctor, so he was kind of a little sleepy.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah, support your doctors.
All right.
Okay, I don't know.
So
what's happening?
Are
there?
You
I'm
ready for the first caller, Dale?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you are on the air with Psychic Dale Shear, area code 610.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This is the first time I found your show.
Oh, good for you. What's your name?
Thank you. Tonetta.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Tonetta?
Philadelphia, PA.
I am very familiar with the area. I used to live in Jersey. So what's your question, Tree?
I have a relationship question. I'm in a dilemma here. Me and my partner, her name is Christine, we had a falling out in February, and this is a woman that I want to get married to and stuff like that. I have a ring from her that she gave me. I would like to know when she is going to want to come forward and reconcile the relationship here.
It's a very interesting question. Have you talked to her? Have you reached out to her?
Yes, and she's pushing me away. So it's the ball is in her court.
What do you mean she's pushing you away? What do you mean?
Well, that's how she gets when you don't give her space. So she'll say, leave me be, or, you know, don't bother me and stuff like that. She has to come to me because this has happened before with her when we had a falling out before.
Mm. Are you sure you want to marry her?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, Richard, what do you think? What should she do? I'm going to give it to you, Richard. What do you think?
To me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. if it's happened once before or twice before, even if you get together, you're probably going to have the same thing happen again, no matter the relationship. That's my feeling on it.
Yeah, I think you ought to think twice. You know, you say you want to marry her, but she's not that into you. I mean, she's to a point into you, but not that into you. But what you might do is romance her.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about romancing her?
I'm not going to do anything. If she has to do this, she's the one that put a diamond ring on my hand. She gave me diamond necklaces, diamond earrings. This lady was very serious about me. Not everybody puts a ring on your hand and stuff like that.
Okay, what was the fight about? What caused the fight?
Just, you know, we'll have a falling out, you know, we'll have a disagreement through text messaging or anything. And she, you know, is very fickle. She gets in her own way. You have to give her a lot of space. I'm very intuitive myself. She's a Taurus. So she's, you know.
Well, they're very, Taurus are very rough people to deal with. I would say this.
I've known her for 30 years prior to this. I had a friendship with her. So she is a Taurus.
Okay.
Right. Taurus.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Let me answer the question. Mm-hmm. When she comes back, and she will eventually, you're going to really need to have a conversation with her about, you know, why she's doing what she's doing. And
right.
That it isn't right and it hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
As
right.
far as you getting married to her, I do see the marriage. I do see it happening. But it's way down the line, sweetie.
Right.
You know, so
yes,
cause she doesn't know what she wants, okay? But that's what I see it. It's down the line, and it'll happen eventually.
Mm-hmm. Do you know a time frame of when she's going to reach out?
No. Psychics are not good on time.
Okay.
But I know she's going to, and give me a call when it happens, because she will reach out.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Anyway, Barbie, you talk to her. What was you doing at the beach?
Go down there often to do my walk, because when you do it on the sand, it is even that much better of a leg workout. And I really feel it a lot more. And plus, it just clears your mind down there in the windy. The wind in your hair. It's not the downtown area where there's a lot of people. I just go near my place, cute little houses there, and it's just so nice. So I live here, and I'm going to just enjoy it when I can, you know?
Well, I got it. I got it, yeah. I know Richard and I miss the beach. We had it every day.
You know how to paint it as an artist. You love the beach, waves and all that.
Yes.
Gorgeous paintings you do. And Richard, too. I know you guys love the beach, and you miss Hawaii, don't you?
A lot, but now.
Yes.
Yes,
no.
But.
No.
Now what?
No, there's I just read an article about Hawaii today, and everything's going crazy over there. Hotel prices are way up. People going over are not satisfied with the airlines. Airline complaints went up a tremendous amount of percentage points. And one big condo or hotel, whatever it is, over in the Big Island raised their prices to over $1,000 a day. A day, can you believe that? Rental cars are over 100 a day if you can get one. It's all negative, all very negative.
It already was expensive before.
No, but the COVID.
It's really bad now.
Yeah, it's really bad. The COVID has spiked up big time. All the cruise ships, the cruise ships, RVs, they're getting them on the cruise ships. They're holding people. They let them off, and then they catch the COVID, and then they go back on. So I don't know. It's
hard to
not,
control those.
Well, it's not. Oh, and Richard, you didn't hear this one. Airbnb has now put it out there that you have to have a 3-month rental. You can't have weekly rentals anymore.
Wow.
Minimum time. Wow.
Well,
yeah.
Can
and
you imagine,
that much money.
Well, can you imagine this? How do these hotels even get any workers to work?
Well, they do pay them.
Well, yeah, but if you can get them to come to work.
That's a little different there because local people are very honorable and they'll go to work. But they're going to be paying quite a bit because if you're charging $1,000 a night, then you know they're making at least $15 or $20 an hour.
Okay, well, I hope they are. Yeah.
I hope. You know, I hope. But I can tell you, Richard and I know friends, and you know, and it's rough, you know, to stay anywhere. It's really rough.
Yes. We had a friend that moved back here to, well, L.A. area because she was raising her children so happy over there in Hawaii. She just had to move back because of the prices. They were too high for her.
You can't afford to eat. I mean, you go to the grocery store. I'm like, where should we spend for 3 bags of groceries?
Over there?
Yeah.
Or here?
No, there.
I don't know. Yeah, over there. It was going up. It was going up. Going up.
Milk is like $8 a half gallon. Oh, my God. It's just, you go over there and you look at the prices and you have culture shock. Like in Nevada, the prices. Huh?
You know what that is, Gail?
Gas is about $5.56 a gallon.
Because I was paying $6 a gallon here my last time to get gas here a few days ago.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Not in Nevada.
It's insane.
What? Richard, what was the gas prices here? You went to Costco. What was it?
$4.50.
Yeah, it's different.
That was at Costco.
That'd be better.
It's at Costco.
I have to get high octane, though. What kind do you get, premium or middle?
I think it could
No, just regular. Just regular. $4.50 a gallon.
Okay. Yeah.
And, at the next cheapest place right up here, the Monarch or whatever it is almost $4.80.
That's
and
never.
Costco here is usually at least 20 cents cheaper than any other place.
Wow. I don't even have a Costco card anymore, you guys. Maybe I have
to get
it.
One. You better get one.
$6.29 a gallon I paid for the good gas, though, because I don't want to ruin my engine. I have to buy the high octane premium gas.
No, I know you do. But I'll tell you here, it's like Nevada, it's a lot easier. I mean, I could pick. To find cheaper food and good food, this is how I do it. I'm not kidding you. Food-wise, we have a grocery outlet. I don't know if you guys have that. Do you have a grocery outlet?
Yes. Yes, I do love that place. It's great.
Okay, I'll go to grocery outlet. You go to Trader Joe's. They have good prices. You go to Walmart or you go to Winco in Reno, cheapest. And
what about the
99-cent
store?
What 99-cent store? Are you?
Oh, do you
not
have that there? Oh,
no, we have it, but they're not 99 cents. They're now $1.25 to $1.49.
I know. She had to relabel everything. I mean, $2.50 store.
Yeah, and I don't, when I do readings, I don't raise my prices. I just keep them the way they are because I can't rip people off. But, I mean, it's just like if I go to Richard, let me use your card. He goes, what for? I go, groceries, what? I said, your turn. So I'll use his car. But I'm really good. I'm coming back with $50, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, every time I go out. But it's good. It's good. This is where in Tahoe I learned to be a mountain mama. That means you really, really just take all the food when they're on sale and you suck it up and you put it in the freezer. We all have two refrigerators and we just put it in there. Then we just eat from the refrigerator. Like I have a friend, tomorrow I'm going up to the lake, and they're giving me rack of lamb because they get it given to them and they don't want it. So
nice.
I made two racks of lamb and that's like $70.
Wow.
You know?
That's a treat.
Yeah, that's a real big treat. So that's kind of cool. But it's not going down. It's crazy, you know?
And I never go to restaurants anymore, you guys, because, not really, because I sit there and then I'm bored. I'm not used to it. And then,
you too, huh?
But I don't do the buffets like you, and I don't have a great, you know, eating partner like Richard Dale. So
yeah.
I'm kind of by myself and I'm bored. And then I'm spending $17 plus tip and tax for a salad with iceberg lettuce.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it at BJ's. Yeah. And I don't even buy iceberg lettuce for my own salad when I make it at home. I buy
I've been eating at home and cooking, been doing that between the three of us. We cook, but all cook. But when we go out, if we go to a buffet, if we go, you know, special, but if we go to the Atlantis, it's $59. Okay. But it comes to 40 something, 40 something with,
that's each.
Senior discount.
Well, he gets his veterans discount. So,
really? Veterans,
Dale?
You get veterans plus,
you know,
seniors?
Dale?
What?
Tell Barbara about our Olive Garden experience.
I don't remember. What?
Olive Garden.
I don't remember.
The last time we went to Olive Garden. Tell her about it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
It was very expensive. It was very expensive. That I do remember. That was the last time and the only time I'll ever go there again.
Really? Priscilla always has to take her there. What
15,
up with the
16, 17 bucks for a plate of spaghetti. Come on. Give me a break.
Oh, come on. I would never order that out. That's something you make at home. If I go out, you know, lasagna is really more time-consuming to make. I would maybe get that or chicken parmesan, something that is more hard to make at home. Why would you even get spaghetti when you go out?
Because they have good
spaghetti.
But anyway,
I know.
No, but the weird thing is, okay. We have local places that we eat here that is cheap and good. Like we have a place called Sharky's Casino. And, you know, in the casinos, they have cheaper food, but it's good. It's really good.
Mm.
But I'll tell you, when we go to the Atlantis, you're talking about crap. You're talking about every fish in the world that you can imagine. You're talking about salad. Cotton candy, everything for $47.
Wow.
Well, you might as
well.
With that crab legs,
butter, steamed.
They have it. They have it.
I want to visit you guys, and will you take me there when I go? I'm not saying treat me.
Hell no,
I'm
you
got to
pay your own way. You got to
pay
your own way.
For everybody's plate.
Go hungry. Come hungry.
I know. That's what I was going to say, Richard. You better go hungry.
Yes.
Okay, so I should take another call. I feel that.
Now that our mouths are salivating for food, take another call.
Okay. There you go. 216.
We'll come back to this.
You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We go up on text. Who is this?
Hi.
Hi, who's
this? My name is Sharon. Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sherry.
Do you need my state?
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Ohio.
I was thinking of Ohio. Okay, beautiful state. Mm. Beautiful. Yeah. How can I help you?
Well, you know, this coming up week, I'm starting a new job. Not a new job. I love my job. I've been there 2 years. But it's a new, like a new responsibility. Do you feel I'm going to combat this? It's the hardest job. We have, like, so much to do in our position. But do you feel me combating this?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
But I was going to ask you this. What type of work is it, darling?
Banking. I work in private banking with people with millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
This job that I'm getting
those
is working
private,
with all
those
of them.
Private banks.
Make sure you, it's so particular.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this.
I'm nervous.
Are you listening? As long as you kiss ass, excuse my language,
I know.
And you give them exactly what they want when they want it, because those rich people, that's how they want it. As long as you do that, and as long as you just wipe their butt, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm just playing this week, but I love my job, and don't get me wrong, I know that. But this is like an extra like responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they didn't think that you could handle it, they wouldn't put you there.
Right.
I know. There's one woman that does it, and she is so good at it. She's been with the company for 40 years. 40. 40. Can you believe it?
Well, why don't you copy what she does?
I know. But did you
get
know I'm going to be good at this? I'll be okay.
Yeah. You will be perfectly. If you
Thank
like
you.
To kiss ass and you like to give them what they want, you'll be fine. Barbara would be really good at that.
I know.
But I can imagine after 40 years somewhere, they want a little bit of the ass kissing, you know? They feel like they probably deserve a little bit.
I know.
Right?
A little.
Yes. Been there 40 years, but you know what? I just adore her. I know she's like 67, but you know what? She's the nicest lady. She needs her job, the money. Don't we all? Let's be basic. Let's be honest. She has to work. But you do, and she's going to help me. I know that. I've got to get on her side. But you do
That's
feel
right.
I'm going to be okay with this. Oh, my God. It's a very difficult.
You're going to do phenomenal. Don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
Glad you called.
So you have a nice evening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, good day.
Take two deep breaths. Two deep
I know.
Breaths.
Onward
go
forward,
for it.
Right? Exactly,
right.
Richard.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
He's strong. I could tell.
Thank you.
You? Yes.
Hey, Barbara, we're having a lot of very interesting talk today. This is great.
Yeah, it is. I love it. I love our Fridays.
Dale.
With you, Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear. The golden lady.
Dale, guess what? I knew she was in banking before she said it.
How do you know?
I could tell that, Richard. I could tell that.
Yes.
He goes, like he knew it. I felt that too, Richard, that you felt that. Not that I knew what she was in. I thought she was a nurse. I mean, you know, but I felt that Richard felt it. I didn't know that Richard was honing his skills, his, I don't know, what would you call that, psychic skills or telepathy or something.
It just struck me. She's in banking, and that's what she said. I'm in banking. I thought, I'm a banker. You have to do what you got to do, you know. And
are you proud of him, Dale? Are you proud of him?
No, I'm telling you, Richard is psychic, and he knows it, and he comes off. If I ask him a question, he'll tell me. You know, like I had to have a mammogram done last week, and I said, what do you think? He goes, you're fine. And he's always right.
Yeah. He knows it, and that's why he probably doesn't even worry, because he feels like he really knows it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, thank you. We used to call those kind of people smart
answers.
Are we looking for, another caller now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put this ninth lady in. 860, you are live on the air with Dale Shear. Are you there, ma'am?
No, try psychic, Johnny.
Thank you.
Try psychic, Dale Shear.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, who is it?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you from?
Connecticut.
Where?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Okay. Well, you guys are calling from all over the place. It's wild.
Prices are out of this world here because we're next to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your prices over there compared to what's going on in New York?
Oh, I don't even know. Everybody in New York moved to Connecticut.
Getaway place.
Everybody in the world moved to Nevada. It's like they've overrun us. You know, because we have cheaper prices. Yeah, I'm trying to find them.
They're still coming.
What?
They're still moving here. They bought all the houses up in the pandemic, raised all the prices.
Well,
my house worth $175,000 2 years ago. They're now selling for $325,000.
Yeah.
Where? Well, I'm going to go buy one.
Yes.
They're like $1 million here.
Oh, I know. But that's very high for a little tiny ranch.
Richard, that's pretty cheap, $325,000. Considering Nevada.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was 3 years ago.
No, but are you talking about now? What is your house worth now?
Now they're selling on my street for $325,000. I'm in shock. People put them up for $250,000 and people bid them up.
That's right. Do you understand in the state of Nevada, the average price is $650 on up?
Oh, my God.
And
how do you live?
It goes, I rent. I don't know. And it's just like, it's crazy.
Wait a minute. What is a barber charge for a haircut in Nevada?
I'm sorry. Then again, we go to places that are local, so $14 for a cut for Richard, and I have a lady who does for $14, and then
our barber all went up to $25 a haircut for a barber here now because the prices all went up.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, believe me, you're living very. It's like we've had people for years. I have someone who does my hair, and she's a friend, but it's like $30, you know, but I'm going to tell you, everything's gone up everywhere. There is no safe place to go unless we go out in the desert. Unless we go out in the desert and we get an RV and we just go from there. It is so bad.
Join the rattlesnakes and coyotes.
As long as we have Wi-Fi, that'd be fun.
Yeah, as long as we have Wi-Fi.
What's your problem here?
Well, life has been beating me up at every corner, and I'm wondering, is there anything that I can look forward to, because it's just really, really bad.
Seriously, how is it beating you up, honey?
How? I had a very sick dog was on hospice for 2 years, and she passed, and I went into heart failure. We got me a puppy, and the puppy has been very sick for the last 16 months. And I've been running everywhere with this puppy. Thank God I have insurance. And my health is failing because of the stress. And I went to have an EEG yesterday, and when they took the things off, wires off my head, they ripped bald spots all over my head and sores all over my head.
Let's slow down here. What is the matter? What's wrong with your puppy?
We don't know. She's allergic to the world. We've done so many tests. I've been to 13 different vets. She has allergic to everything. I have to roast turkeys for her.
Hmm.
She just vomits for no reason. Like Palm Sunday, she vomited 9 times. We don't know why. There's can't find a reason. It's just awful. And she has colitis.
I'm really good on dogs. My dog is a German Shepherd. And seizure. And we've got some medication, and he's fine. But I would say, how attached are you to this puppy?
I can't give her up.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
No one would care. Anyone who took her would put her down. That's how sick she is, and I can't do that and live with myself.
Okay, I understand that. But you may not have a choice. She doesn't have a whole lot longer. And I'm being very honest with you because I'm a dog lover.
Why would that be? She's 17 months old.
She's what?
She's 17 months old.
I understand that. But what kind of puppy? What kind of line? Where does she come from?
The Coton de Tulare.
A what?
I know. A Coton de Tulare. It's a non-allergic dog. I needed a non-allergic dog in the pandemic, and there weren't any.
Okay.
I sold everything to get her because I needed someone to love.
Yeah.
And with her, I swear to God, the only thing we can do is pray a lot. That's the best thing I can tell you. That's all we can do because she doesn't have a whole lot longer. And it's got to stop. You've got to stop. You've got to let go. And if God decides to take the puppy, then God decides to take the puppy. That's what you have to understand.
Is there something wrong with her heart?
I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. I've never heard of all these things happening to one dog. You know, so
I have a theory. You know, sometimes, I know this is really weird, but we used to have a dog that had a skin problem, and they actually took her to a dog dermatologist. It is possible, I guess. I was wondering if it is possible that there could be some kind of a specialist for dogs. It's possible.
There is. There is a dog shampoo, and we interviewed this Playboy Playmate who thought of this wonderful shampoo for very sensitive dogs. Right, Johnny?
Right.
You gotta think of who this is immediately and tell her because it changes a lot of animals' lives. First, she got shampoo for horses, and then she formulated this for very, very sensitive dogs like your dog. And I know what kind that is. They're awesome. I mean, for heaven's sake, it's the non-allergic dog for us, but yet it's allergic to everything. That's so sad. You have to try the shampoo. What is it called, Johnny? Can you go look it up while we have her on the line?
I'm going to try. Was this Thailand John? I know Thailand John.
No, not Thailand John. No, the blonde, not Thailand John. She has two names, two first names. Just go quietly.
I'll look at it if I can find it. Let me see here.
Thank you.
She's got to look it up. And then he can call the lady back. You give the phone number to Johnny and him. Okay.
Got it.
Let him do that for you. I don't know what's going on with the EKG thing and what they did to you. I don't understand, but
EKG, it was on my head. There were 39 wires, and everywhere they ripped out wires, they ripped out a whole block of hair.
Wow.
What hospital is this?
UConn Health in Farmington, Connecticut, and I canceled every appointment with every doctor. They've done so many bad things to me there. This was the last straw. This is it. I can't even go out of the door.
I'm lost for words. I wished I could help you, but we have to turn it around. What we do in Hawaii is I go get a blessing. Or I have somebody remove all the negativity from my body. I don't know if you have anybody in Connecticut that can do that.
Okay.
Do
is
you?
There anything
do you
for
have...
me to look forward to?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to be cleansed, and somebody has to do like a cleansing on you so that you can get rid of all this negativity.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just find anybody that could do that.
I'll call you later, ma'am, and I'll see what I can find as far as the name is concerned. Okay.
Oh, great.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's tell Johnny some time. Let him look up some stuff of people that can help you. That's the best I can tell you. Unfortunately, I can't help you. I wish I could, but I can't.
All right.
Well, thank you.
I've never said that.
You're welcome. It's Johnny and Barbara. Johnny and Barbara hosting the show with our wonderful psychic Del Shear and Richard, and we, with all of our minds, will come together and find some kind of help and remedy for your dog. Because I think that when she gets the remedy for the dog, she's going to feel a whole lot better, right, Del? I mean. That's her baby.
I understand. But let's let her go right now because this upsets me that I can't help somebody.
I know. You're such an animal lover, too.
Okay,
it
next
like
one.
That would affect your heart, though.
Next
if your heart is hurting, you're going to be having the EKG would be wrong if your heart is hurting. Why are you talking over me?
Sorry.
I'm talking. Hold on. It seems like your EKG would be screwed up. What?
Barbara, we're trying to move on. Do you understand?
Well, that's fine. I do understand. But I think it was blatantly rude to be talked over. And I'm not going to stand for it. So, hey, everybody on air, I felt it was rude. I said it. Let's move on now. Go for it, Johnny.
Okay. I'm sorry, Barbara. Area code 425, you are on the air with Psychic Tales here.
Hi, I'm Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
I'm just...
Hey,
good.
From there.
Yes.
Say again?
Whidbey Island.
Barbara and Richard here are from Seattle, Washington.
Ooh, Whidbey Island, nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. So welcome to the show.
Okay.
I'm
in North Bend. I just say Seattle because everybody knows Seattle.
Yes. North Bend. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm still having a problem with the last caller. The fact that I've never had a situation in my life where I can't help somebody. And
I know.
Not knowing who to call to help her is killing me.
I know, Dale, and you carry a lot of weight on your shoulders because sometimes this is people's last resort to even call this number for help. And I feel that you feel all the weight is on your shoulders, but you can only do what you can do, and we're here to support you and help to... combine effort to help her.
Come up with some people that you know that might be able to help her, okay?
Well,
I'm hooking it up, too, because I can't handle it. So I'm sorry, Megan. What was your name again?
Holly.
Okay.
Holly.
What do you need to know?
Well, I'm just wondering how long you see me at this job.
What is this job? What is it?
Oh, I'm an apartment manager.
Oh, well, you're one of the lucky ones. You have a place to live. Okay.
Yes.
Why would you want to leave?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Why do you want to leave?
No, I don't want to leave. I just want to see how long I get to stay because I've been moving so much. I want to stay long.
As long as you do a good job, there's no problem. Don't put it out there negatively that, you want to leave or you want to go.
No, I don't.
I used to be an apartment manager, and it's a great job, except for being woken up in the middle of the night to fix something. It's a good job. But as long as you keep everything rented and everything gets paid on time and everything is good, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Don't you think the main issue is to just appreciate it and then not worry, because worrying is going to like defeat the whole purpose of having such a great perk?
Actually, what worrying does is it puts out the negativity of things. And then the other person picks it up and they get rid of you.
Exactly.
So not
and
a good idea.
Would you say, Dale, would you say that having the worry would attract negative to yourself?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
I do that on a continual basis.
We try not. Though.
Not you,
it's very hard not to worry.
If I didn't have Richard, I'd be really negative.
Oh, does that make you feel good, Richard, that you give off
yes.
great energy?
Oh, yeah. Well, almost makes me feel perfect.
No.
You
I'm
are.
I'm laughing.
Are we talking about Colleen Shannon?
No. I'm talking about the wonderful woman who made up this dog shampoo, and it's not Colleen. Keep looking. She's blonde, long straight hair. She has two first names, then a last name.
Two.
I'll look it up too. Okay, but what's going on, you guys? Do we have a caller or?
Yeah, we do. We do. I'm going to go ahead and put this person on. Area code 919. You were live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Great. Thank you so much. My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia.
Hi, Kay.
Cool.
Oh.
Thank you.
We just like to get some uplifting you. What do you do in Georgia?
Trying to stay cool because we're starting to get the heat.
Uh-oh.
Already.
Yeah, that'll make the peaches grow.
Yeah, make the peaches grow, but you got to get them out of the sun quickly, though.
Okay. What is your question?
My question is regarding career. I thought about it. It's my third round of interviews for a position that I'm going in on Tuesday. How do you see this working out? I feel very positive about it.
Good.
What kind of job is it, sweetie?
It's a senior contracts manager position.
What does that mean?
Creating contracts for the company, like drafting, negotiating, editing contracts, legal documents.
You have all the experience in the world. You are a very positive person. Look at your dossier and they look at everything about you. Hands down, you'll get this job. And if you don't get it, then somebody else has had a friend who's had a friend that got it. But I can tell you the chances are you getting it is probably 85%.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Man,
wonderful.
It's
going to
be okay. But you got to that's a hard job. I mean, a lot of thinking involved. But it
pays
a
lot of what? Oh, yeah. I'm very detail-oriented. I'm very, very
yes.
detail-oriented. And I
feel the details. You are.
Yeah. I love doing that. I have nearly 25 years of contract management experience, so it takes me back to what I love to do.
Right.
All I can say, Richard's getting real psychic. He's getting calling out weird stuff. I should let him have the show today.
No. I felt that this lady has that ability. I felt that. But she's very detail aware, okay? Aware of details. How's that for a statement?
You felt it, Richard. You're honing your skills. What do you have to lose?
I would give you 10% more than Dale did. I'll give you 10% more.
Okay.
I'll give you 95% and stay positive.
Thank you.
And keep smiling and keep laughing.
Barbara.
Okay. It's interesting because I'm interviewing with who would be my teammate, the hiring manager, who I've already spoken to. And then someone like the senior vice president, general counsel, which is like,
okay.
Really, I'm sure I won't be working that closely with that person, but this, it's almost feels like, let us all meet kind of thing. Yeah.
Right there. Let us know if you get it, will you?
I will. Yes. And thank you guys so much. Blessings to you all.
Thank
you. Same for you, dear.
She got her extra boost.
I'll pass a blessing on to that wonderful lady who called with the puppy. Okay.
Okay.
My heart is to her. My heart is to her. Yes.
Yes. The energy is sent, and that can happen, and it did happen, and so that's good. And Johnny has kept her phone number, and we will definitely, when we're off air, I will. You know when you have a name on the tip of your tongue and you just can't think of it? That girl is always doing that to me, though. I know her, but her name, is that weird? Why are some names on the tip of your tongue that you can never remember?
Because of age. The older you get, the weirder you get.
But it's the same name to do it to me. It's so weird.
Same name. Can't answer you. Okay. What's our next? Oh, before you do that, Barbara, why don't you give out my phone number?
Oh, gosh, I would be so happy. Okay, everybody, you know, I am going to tell you what Dale Shear's phone number is. So you can call it. No, you want the Life, Laughter, Happiness right now? I don't think so. We have a long list of people calling, but after this show, what if you want to have a private consultation and meeting with Dale Shear? You can do it. And maybe she will give you her great deal. Like she is so, you know, she is doing this from the heart. Okay, everybody, tell her you're calling from Life, Laughter, Happiness, and maybe you'll get a better deal. Her phone number is 808-372-1816. Always in the show description, DaleShear.com, great website. You never will forget. So call her up. Hey, Dale, have you had many people from Life, Laughter, Happiness live radio show call you for private readings?
I've had a few. I have had a few that have
the
money. My
good.
I don't charge much, and I try to help people. That's what it's all about.
But you do help people, and it's nice to have more than just a few minutes, you know, when everybody's listening and maybe can't hear very well and you have more than one question. It's great to have more. How much time does it take for a reading? What do you do, 30 or 60 minutes?
I think go by minutes. You're paying for my time. So it's maybe 35 minutes, and it's $100 plus tax.
Ooh.
And then
there's a
$60 one, and that's about 20 minutes. So I'm there. If you look at my website under Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com, you can look at all the prices and see what you like.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay. Well, I'm so lucky because I could just call you up, but I don't want to take advantage of you. But it seems like you feel me more.
You never take
advantage. You feel people more. Say, if you get a call from a friend, do you feel their energy more to where it's an easier reading, or does it not matter?
It depends on the situation.
Hmm.
Mostly with friends, I'm okay. But I have one friend, no matter what I say, I'm wrong. tell no one. Go somewhere else. I can't help you.
So, Richard, who you actually cohabitate with and you are out socializing with all the time, what about Richard? Does he even have to ask you a question, or do you just kind of feel how he's feeling or what he's thinking?
I always know what he's thinking. He may not like it, but I'm...
You better have good thoughts, Richard.
Yeah.
I'm
laughing. I admit, because I've read his mind, you know?
I love it. I think that's fun. I love it. Okay, wow. Well, we don't even hear much about Johnny. Johnny, do you ever, you know, feel anything or have any psychic power at all that you want to
I mean, occasionally I have a dream or two, but it's more like, I have to sort of, I'm more worried about the tech support stuff, you know, and getting communication out with everybody, you know, and getting everything is communicated right, and, you know, and that's
saving
more or less
our callers.
What?
I think that you should have a database of every single caller that's ever called in to the show with their name
and phone number.
Email.
Not on every caller,
awesome.
But I do. Just so you know, I mean, that lady that called in with the dog, I have her name saved from before. So I knew who she was.
Oh.
It was, she was a dog expert. And I mean, so I already have her number. So it's not like,
okay.
You know.
We care about. We're doing that's why Johnny created this show.
I screened her before she came on, and she was genuinely upset.
Johnny, would you listen to me? I just got an email. Listen to this. It says, I was just on the radio show and heard the caller with the dog issue. Is the shampoo brand you are thinking of Pride and Groom? ? I'm the caller from Georgia. That you spoke with.
Oh, it's not that one. We're not thinking about that.
You know, I'm just curious about why it's not. I know Tylene John is a dog groomer.
No.
I mean, it's a dog.
No, it's the long blonde hair, Johnny. It's the girl with the long blonde hair who shows dogs, who shows horses, shows dogs, and is the car collector of, you know, muscle cars. Okay? That's who it is.
Let's talk about this after the show, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there another one, Johnny?
Yes, we do. Area code 912, you're on the air with Psychic Gale. 914, sorry.
What? Psychic Gale Shear. Hi, you're on live with Psychic Gale Shear. How are you?
Thank you. Good, thank you. Blessings to all of you. Really lovely show. Thank you so much for taking my call, too. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What's your name?
My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
What part of New York?
I'm in Rockland, just above Westchester.
Oh, you're upstate.
Yeah, Hudson Valley.
Yes. Beautiful area, just beautiful. I'm from Jersey. I've been to upstate a lot. I was born in Newark. But anyway, how can I help you?
Lovely. I actually have a question for my mom. She's going to submit for a job shortly, and I was just wondering if you see her getting it.
I would need to talk to her, sweetheart, not you.
Oh, okay. You want me to put her on?
Sure.
Thank you. Here she is.
Laura. Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking me.
What's your name?
Excuse me?
Your name.
What is your name?
My name is Maria.
Okay. What kind of job are you putting in for?
At the job.
I'm sorry?
Acting.
What is that?
Acting.
Oh, acting.
Acting.
Okay. Have you done this before?
No.
So this is new for you. I can
right.
see you getting. I can see you getting extra work. So I don't know about you going and getting the job that you want, but I can see extra work for now. Okay.
I thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I put it back in okay. my direction when you get question. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you. That was so great. Thank you.
What nationality is I detect an accent?
Yeah, from Italy.
I thought so. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see her doing something with making food or working in a restaurant or doing something of that sort.
I always say she should open a restaurant. She's a good cook.
Right, but you can have a restaurant.
I'm sorry, so, I didn't catch that.
She can work for one.
Oh, yes.
As a cook, but she's awfully good at what she does.
Oh, yes. She has a big part, too. I want to see her do well.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings to all of you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Barbara.
Interesting. That was interesting,
mm-hmm.
right, Gail? This woman who
yes.
all of a sudden wants to be an actress. Hey, more power to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. You've done it. I did extra work for 3 years when I was younger. Worked with, I worked with Tony Curtis. I worked with Linda Lovelace. I worked
cool.
with all kinds of people.
It's a great way to meet people too, isn't it? My dad does that. He used to be on the, there is a special company that just deals with extra work, which is very serious, and it matters a lot. And
now it's
going to that.
It pays
$100. And my stepbrother actually has done it for about 30 years for a living and makes better money than most people when they're choosy about their roles. He does it. He's booked every single day as an extra. This is over $100 a day. I mean, maybe more, $225. If you have a car, he uses his car. He has a couple different cars, a Jag and a normal car. It's a whole science, everybody. That's how I sold my last vehicle to one of these people who needed that kind of car that would do well in the movie business. And they couldn't believe that I wasn't going to go on set with my truck. Well, I'm not going to, that's not my passion, but to some people, that is a major livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think it's time for our shout-out, Barb.
Oh, wow, I can't even believe it's that time, Dale. That is crazy. So thank you, everybody. And you know what? You were right, Dale. We did talk about a lot of interesting things, and we had a lot of interesting callers, extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun, and I hope that all the listeners did too. What about you, Johnny?
That was good. Mm-hmm. I have some playmates to look over to see which one did the shampoo. So
I'll find it in a second. Okay, everybody, I'll find that, and don't you worry. When we do find that, Johnny and I, we will post it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And this
right.
show will
Good.
Be on the on our YouTube channel momentarily, Life, Laughter, Happiness as well. I would like to give you, Psychic Dale Shear's phone number again. Call her this week directly until next Friday, because you won't be able to hear from her unless you do this. Here is her direct line, 808-372-14, Psychic Dale Shear, and visit her website, DaleShear.com. And we
okay.
thank you, everybody. I love Psychic Night with Dale Shear. Don't you?
Aloha.
Donnie and Richard. Don't you?
Johnny.
What?
Let me ask Richard, What time is your doctor's appointment on the 4th?
On the 4th?
Yeah.
Okay, real quickly. 4th of May is 4 p.m. No, 2:40 p.m. I'm sorry. 2:40 p.m.
Well, what day is that?
That's May the 4th, 2022. That's a Wednesday.
Okay, okay, okay. I was worried that it might be Friday. Okay.
It's not.
Thank okay, good. I'm glad it's not.
All right,
I'm
thank you, guys.
Thank you. Hello,
everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Audra Lynn. Audra Lynn. I just thought of her name. Audra Lynn.
Okay, thank you.
And VIP shampoo. I even thought of the name of it. VIP. Are we still live?
We still are on. I was going to wait for you to say goodbye so I could end it.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to post that, though, Johnny, because a lot of people probably have hung up by now. But can you believe when all of the other distractions, because I'm thinking of hosting a show, I could not have the room in my brain to think of her name. As soon as it was over,
Audra
it came
Lynn.
To
okay.
Audra Lynn. So you yeah. remember Audra Lynn who has that shampoo, right, that she thought up in the middle of the night. And she has become very successful in making a lot of money off this shampoo because
I mean,
it worked.
I guess we should probably try to bring her back on and have her talk
and
to...
And guess what? Yeah, that's fine, too, but she had a lot going on because we have tried, but she was... Maybe she doesn't now. You check with her, but she has the dog that the woman who called in has. She has that dog, the same kind of dog. I've seen pictures of her with this dog. Yeah.
All
okay,
right.
So, all right, everybody.
Well,
we're going
well,
to take care of you. And the caller, please, I guess, go to Facebook where we're going to post all this information. Or
all
are
right.
you going to call her up, Johnny?
I'm probably going to
call
her
after
up.
After we hang up here, let's call her three-way.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, good night,
you.
Everybody. Bye-bye.